Following a White House directive, the Energy Department is putting the research it funds on a fast track to the public. It's launched a web portal it calls the Public Access Gateway for Energy and Science, acronym PAGES. It will provide free public access to accepted peer-reviewed manuscripts and published scientific journal articles within 12 months of publication. Brian Hitson is the acting director of the Energy Department's Office of Scientific and Technical Information, and he explains why DOE launched the portal.
PAGES is DOE's answer to a requirement that came from the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy in February of 2013, which essentially required all federal agencies with over $100 million in research and development every year to develop a plan to provide public access to the scholarly publications, and by scholarly publications we mean the journal articles or their corresponding accepted manuscript that emanate from all the research that, in our case, that DOE does every year. DOE performs $10 or $11 billion of research every year at our national laboratories and our grantee institutions, and the most immediate thing that comes out of that research is primarily journal articles and accepted manuscripts from our DOE researchers. And so the Office of Science and Technology Policy required agencies to develop plans so that the public can get access to those publications at least within a year of their being published in a journal.
So let's talk a little bit about what PAGES is and then how you got here. So what can people find on PAGES now, and what will they be able to find in a couple of months?
So PAGES is important, I think, to spell out the acronym for it so you can get a sense of what its purpose is. It stands for the Public Access Gateway for Energy and Science. So it is and will be DOE's tool for providing that public access that OSTP is requiring. And we got here by virtue of we knew this requirement was coming down the pike from OSTP, and we even started developing PAGES months in advance of the OSTP requirement. And it's simply a way by which our DOE researchers can notify us that they have produced a journal article. They will send us the bibliographic information, or what we call metadata, about that journal article, as well as a link to where we can point the public to that article. And after a 12-month administrative interval, or embargo period, if you will, we will actually point the public so whether they can get free public access to it. And in parallel, we're also working with the publishing community. We know that publishers are interested in coming along with this because PAGES has sort of a decentralized approach to it. It has a centralized search engine, but the actual way to get to the full text is decentralized so that our patrons will go out to, say, a national laboratory's website or one of our grantee organizations, which is usually a university, and get access to the accepted manuscript. And when publishers participate, we will also be steering our patrons to the publisher's website where they can actually see the article itself or the version of record free after a 12-month administrative interval. So in the near term, we're launching PAGES as a beta version. And by beta, what we mean by that is it's not certainly meant to be comprehensive up front. We're launching it as a beta for a couple of reasons. One is that we give the public an opportunity to see the functionality and the capabilities of what's there. It only has about 6,500 articles and accepted manuscripts in it at this point in time, and that covers the last 3 or 4 years. But that's only a smattering, a sampling of the total output that DOE researchers are producing each year. Going forward, we know that our DOE researchers are producing 25 or 30,000 articles every year. So going forward, once we fully socialize and communicate what the requirements for submitting for PAGES is, we anticipate having that kind of volume, 25 or 30,000 articles per year. So within 1 or 2 years' time frame, that's the kind of volume you would expect, much above and beyond what this initial beta collection of 6,500 articles is.
How did you get the publishers to come on board? Because this represents a loss of income for them.
Sure, and I think publishers acknowledge that that public access is here to stay, and we have a long history of working very collaboratively with publishers. We were working with publishers on a variety of projects even before the OSTP memo came into effect, and publishers are very drawn to the model behind PAGES. As I mentioned, PAGES is is a hybrid approach where the metadata or the bibliographic information about the articles and manuscripts is in a centralized search engine, but the full text is mostly decentralized. So we're seamlessly taking our patrons to wherever the full text resides. And again, it could be at a national laboratories repository or at a university's repository, any entity that's funded by DOE, we could point them to that. Likewise, publishers ultimately hold the best available version, and the best available version is the article itself, which is called the version of record, and it's the best available version because the publishers will keep it up to date. If they ultimately have to go back and add changes to it because some mistakes were made in the paper, or let's say they didn't get the author's names right or whatever, they will keep that updated. So that's the best available version, and when publishers participate in Pages and make that best available version available, we will point the patrons and the public to the publisher's website. And publishers have a keen interest in having traffic come to their websites rather than having to go somewhere else to find what they deem as their content. So in that respect, publishers acknowledging that public access is here to stay, they want to effect it in a way that's most beneficial to their business models, and so they're very keen to participate in the Pages model, which allows for that kind of traffic coming to their websites.
So it sounds like you couched it as a marketing opportunity for them.
Well, I think it certainly represents the best approach to implement public access in a way that helps to sustain their business models. And yes, it will pull viewers and patrons and traffic to their websites where they have an opportunity to show them the best available version, but while the public is there, they can also have the opportunity to view other offerings that publishers are making accessible.
We're speaking with Brian Hitson. He's the acting director of the Department of Energy's Office of Scientific and Technical Information. Now, I understand that researchers are going to have to do things a bit differently if they want Department of Energy funding. What will they have to do?
We have a longstanding approach within the Department of Energy for managing R&D information of all kinds. We've been doing this for pretty much since our founding. We've been around since 1947. And so we already have processes in place to have authors send us various kinds of R&D information, technical reports, conference papers, and so forth. This is a well-established practice. In fact, the OSTP memo that's driving all of this really told agencies to take advantage of existing processes, infrastructure, collections, things that already exist. And for DOE, we have a lot of that infrastructure already in place. So for our authors, for our researchers to take part in this, it's only an incremental step beyond things that they're already doing in terms of submitting bibliographic information and full text for these other kinds of R&D information. So this is simply an adaptation of existing processes so that they will be including accepted manuscripts in that content that they are submitting to us, and we will be pulling that in. So it's not a huge, it's an incremental step. It's an evolution, not a revolution, of the kinds of things that they're already doing.
And that White House OSTP memo that you referenced, but my recollection, it came out in early 2013, and at the time asked agencies to implement or have these plans in place within 6 months,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been quiet since then. So what took so long?
Well, I think some agencies did meet that six-month deadline and some didn't. OSTP acknowledged that agencies, there's probably not a one-size-fits-all public access solution. Agencies operate in different environments. The way their scientific infrastructures are set up are different. So they recognize that there would be some heterogeneity across these agencies' solutions, public access solutions. And I'm sure OSTP is also short-staffed like all of us are, so that they get public access plans from all of these different agencies.
Sure. But let me ask you, what took so long for energy?
For energy? So we did submit our plan within the six-month time frame that was required. OSTP itself took probably close to 5 or 6 months because it had all of these plans from all of these agencies, and so they were looking very closely at each agency's plan. The memo itself that OSTP issued in February of 2013 was about 6 pages long. It covered both publications and digital data. We're responsible for the publication side in the Pages solution. So it takes a lot of time, and there's lots of stakeholders within OSDP who needed to look at it. And what they did is they looked at each agency's plan and went through the memo check by check to make sure that the agency plans were more or less answering the mail in terms of what the OSDP memo required. So we got their feedback probably in the March timeframe of this year, 2014, and we went through a couple of more iterations with them just to continue fine-tuning our plans so that it does completely answer the mail. And we got their approval on this just a couple of weeks ago. And so we were poised and ready to launch Pages and issue the public access plan, which we did last Monday on August the 4th.
And as you look at your beta product now, what are you personally proud of?
Well, we're proud that we have broad participation of publishers who want to make the best available version an aspect of Pages. We're proud that we are early among the agencies who have come out with something already. We anticipate other agencies will be coming out with their public access plans and their implementations soon. But really, it's a testament to the fact that we have had this infrastructure within DOE where we have been pulling in other kinds of R&D information, technical reports, patents, conference papers, and so forth, that we were poised and ready to go with a public access tool to provide public access, free public access, to the taxpayers who've invested in this research so early. So again, the beta itself is not comprehensive by any means. It's more of a demonstration collection, but it really puts us a step ahead in terms of being able to go to a full release in about a year's time after we do some socialization and get the feedback on Pages beta. We will have a lot of feedback in place to help us come out with the best, absolute best public access product that we can.